Now, gun violence has been identified as the number one cause of killings in South Africa, and that's between January and March of this year. And according to latest crime stats, around 2,559 people were shot and killed in South Africa in this period. Now, Gun-Free South Africa says that theft and corruption have led to guns ending up in the wrong hands. And that's why we see so much killings, especially when it comes to people using those firearms and harming individuals here in South Africa. Now, to discuss this matter a bit further, we are joined online by the director of Gun-Free South Africa, Stanley Maposa. Stanley, very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. How are you? We appreciate the opportunity to be part of this discussion.
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Now, Stanley, I think illegal firearms in South Africa has been a problem for quite some time. And we've seen an escalation of crime, not only here in Cape Town, on the Cape Flats, but also around South Africa when it comes to gun-related crimes. Now, especially when it comes to how easily guns are obtainable. You were saying, or at least Gun-Free South Africa is saying that, you know, the policy around firearms in South Africa should be implemented properly. What do you mean by, you know, the proper implementation of this firearm laws?
Thank you so much. This is a good question. You know what, the statistics that were released on Friday last week indicated that there is a decrease in the death through gun violence in the country. But ironically, in the Western Cape, it increased. So we have a global picture of the country, but the provincial picture is still, as you are saying, for years, it has been happening. And the past 10 years has been worse, the increase in people that are dying through gunfire in the country. 33 people per day, reduced just to 28 people per day. It's still very high. So you are saying, your question is saying, we are saying as Gun-Free South Africa, the law should be enforced. Yes, that is true. Because the law is available. The Firearm Controls Act is the law, but it has full information around what should be done in order to reduce the number of firearms, to control the firearms, to track the firearms. And that must be implemented. It is the law of the land at the time. It must be implemented. And we have got an example that when it was still new in 2010, for 10 years, between 2000 and 2010, that 10-year period, the deaths of people through firearms decreased. And the problem started after 2011. The increase just escalated so high. So our finding indicates that when you implement a law and then you enforce it, you obviously reduce the number of people that die through firearms. And that's our bone of contention. But the law is there. It must be enforced. And when it's enforced, it will reduce the number of people that die through firearms.
Mm. I mean, now that you know, crime is something that is a bit out of control in South Africa, and that's across South Africa, regardless of the walk of life that you come from. Some people will say that, you know, in South Africa, we should have more stricter gun laws, where guns are regulated better, where guns are tracked better. And some people are on the other side of the spectrum saying that we should take the approach of the USA, where you know, guns are a bit more freely accessible to ordinary citizens, so they can, you know, protect themselves, especially when it comes to self-defense, with home invasions or with any other sort of attacks that they could experience. What are your thoughts on this?
There's absolutely no evidence that shows that guns are effective for self-defense. The evidence shows that when you have a gun, you put yourself at risk. As a person that has got the gun, it can be stolen from you, it can be taken away from you, it can be lost from you, it can be used for domestic violence, it can be used for suicide, it can be taken by your child to be used in the streets with other children. So that argument is not evidence-based. And therefore, we are saying guns must be controlled, and the law is there to do that. Secondly, those guns that are both legal and illegal must be controlled, because most of the illegal guns that are right in circulation right now were once legal. So they were either stolen, some of them were taken away by corruption, some of them were lost, and they moved, they leaked from the legal tank to the hands of the criminals. So who's giving the criminals the guns? It is the legal guys.
No, definitely. Now, Mr. Stanley, you know, with the current gun laws in South Africa, there are potentially some loopholes, and that's what's causing guns to end up in the wrong hands. And there's corruption at play, and there's a lot of other elements at play as well that ends in people not licensed to carry firearms, having those firearms and then using them when it comes to violent crime here in South Africa. So what are some of those loopholes in the current gun laws, and also how can they be plugged or bridged here in South Africa?
I think that the most critical loophole is the ammunition. The law would say you must get 200 rounds of ammunition. But it does not state in which shops and how many 200s per week or per month. So one person can have 200 here in the shop A, go to shop B, get another 200, go to shop 3 and get another 200. At the end of the day, they have 600 rounds of ammunition. That's the first part. Secondly, the Central Firearms Register, where guns are recorded, those that are surrendered by those that surrender, is in shambles. No. The country cannot tell you how many guns we have at any given point. If you ask that question now, you'll get another answer. You ask tomorrow, you'll get a different answer. It shows that we need to really ensure that the register of the firearms is in good shape. And if the South African police services are not able to do that, we look for another department that will have capacity to do that. I don't know whether Home Affairs would do that or CETA or whatever company within the government space would enable that this firearm register is kept, and it is kept well. Record keeping of what we have. Lastly, it is the control over the private security. We saw some few months ago, that regulation that was talking about private security. Private security loses 5 guns per day, and police loses 2 guns per day, and those guns go to the criminals and to the wrong hands, as you are saying.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's more of a, you know, government needing to get their house in order when it comes to how they monitor guns, and just getting their paperwork and their systems in order for us to monitor, as you mentioned, ammunition as well as firearms properly.
Certainly. You know what? When you look at the priorities of government and the Department of Police, you read it, you'll say this is good. The documentation is good. The priorities are good. The political will is good. And the implementation is totally low and far from what the priorities and the paperwork says. So let us do what we say. And let's not be afraid of really confronting those people that oppose everything that government says. And say to them, we want to do this for the sake of the public, the majority public that want to be safe and enjoy in this country without gun violence.
Well, it's certainly not the only law that the government needs to look at implementing properly, but definitely one of the important laws when it comes to keeping our citizens here in South Africa safe. As you mentioned, you know, it's for the safety of South Africans, and that's why this law needs to be implemented properly, so people don't get murdered at the hands of people who have these illegal firearms. But Mr. Maposa, we are going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming on air and for sharing your insight from you know, gun-free South Africa into this you know, pandemic that we have in South Africa when it comes to illegal firearms being used for crime and how they attain those firearms as well.
Thank you. I appreciate. Thank you very much for the opportunity.